Boss Man Show. We got St. Peter's Peacock's head coach with me, Shaheen Holloway with me from Queens up there in New York City. Shaheen, what's up, brother? How you doing, man, from Indy, bro?
What's good, bro? How you, man? Appreciate you having me on.
No doubt, brother. Okay, I'm asking you, Shaheen. You've been here, fourth year, man, three winning seasons out of 4 years, man. Amazing, big dance. When you got the job, you lay out a vision. Guys bought into it. How you love it seeing fulfill your vision from day one, brother?
You know what, man? It's been a whirlwind, right? It's been an up and down roller coaster, but for the most part, you know, I'm going to give my guys a lot of credit for sticking with me and believing in me and believing in the vision and what we were trying to do. And, you know, and 3 years later, here we are, you know, in Indy, about to play Kentucky.
No doubt. A home game for them, pretty much. But we'll get to that in a little while.
It is what it is, man. You know, shit, it's NCAA tournament. Doesn't matter where you play at, right?
No doubt. But you know what, bro? Your defense is on 10, though, man. It's on 10, you know.
That's who we are, man. You know, we are a defensive team. That's what I instilled in us from day one, you know, because I said, you know, offense, definitely, don't get me wrong, offense, it sell tickets, but defense win championships.
No doubt, and you're on a streak now. You've held seven straight teams below 70 points. And that's testament to what you do in practice, doing all those drills, shell drills, 4-on-4 shell drills, 1-on-1. All you do in practice, bro.
Shell drills for the whole time of practice.
No offense, no shots.
No shots. Listen, man, you're not allowed to take no shots. Whoever takes shots, we're doing sprints. We spend a lot of time on defense, man. That's who we are. You know, we probably should spend some more time on offense so we can score a little bit, but at the end of the day, defense keep you in games.
No doubt. Because you said, man, like, shots are not going to fall every night. But if you defense travels, rebounding travels, effort travels, energy travels. So I feel like having those intangibles that your team has, you are dangerous to deal with. And I watched you on Sunday and how you guys, you didn't score as many as you wanted, but you held those brothers to 23.5% from the field. Man, that's amazing stuff right there.
It's tough because Mama was a great offensive team, man. They got a lot of weapons. They're very well coached. But you know what? Like I said, we kind of been locked in for this last month. You know, guys understand, you know, what it takes to win games, and that's locking people up, bro. Just to be honest with you.
And you know what I love about your team, man? Watching your team on this week, past weekend, they was together, man, cheering for each other, pulling for each other. Like, your guys were really engaged. The guys who just don't play, them guys were locked in.
They better be. They better be. They got no other choice. You know what I'm saying? Nah. You know what, man? That's kind of who we are, man. You know, this team has been really good that way, man. We watch my team. Like, we don't have a superstar, right? Like, each team got, like, a Batman or Robin. We don't have that. Like, I play, you know, 10, 11 guys, double-figure minutes. So, any given night, anybody could give you a big game. That's kind of what I like, because that way, it's hard to scout a team. Like, if you scout a team that you got guys average 11 points, 10 points, 9, 8, 7, 7. Any given night, somebody could give you 20, right? And it's hard to scout, because you can't say, okay, well, let's take him away, then you can win. But us, it's like, all right, we don't know who to take away.
No doubt. And you know what? Intrans ability, being versatile, is what I love. You know, I took something last night. Johnny Jones plays 10 guys. So guess what? He is coming in waves and bunches, and his bench is as good as the starters are. So it wore down Texas A&M Corpus Christi, because what he does, you do the same thing. Yeah. I love it, because we throw guys in waves and bunches of guys, you know, you can wear them out really quick. That's when you get some people playing 7, 6, 7, 8 guys. You play 10, 11. You got the death and injury.
Yeah, you know what? And that's kind of what, you know, we kind of built here. That's kind of the vision and how I wanted to play. I wanted to play 11, 12 guys, double-figure minutes, and kind of wear a team down. And like you said, the last 5 minutes of the game, these guys are like, oh, man, my God, waves is coming. You know, this group, that group, they don't know, you know what I mean? And that's kind of, I think that's kind of why we kind of won this year, because we kind of, you know, wore teams down.
No doubt, bro. And talk about KC, man, Sherman MVP, MAC Defensive Player of the Year, man. That brother played a hell of a game on Sunday, man, for you guys. How about that brother's impact defensive for you, anchoring that thing back there for you and getting the job done for your guys, man?
You know what? It's amazing, because he's only 6'6", right? So he's 6'6", you know, he's, you know, last year he led the nation in blocks. This year I think he's like second or third. You know, he's kind of been my guy for 4 years for me, man. Kind of been an anchor in my defense. He played with such a high level of intensity. You know, he got a motor. I tell guys all the time, if you ain't got a motor, you can't play college basketball. You can't play no basketball. Right.
No
so
doubt.
He plays with that motor. He plays with that chip on his shoulder that I like. You know, he got something to prove every time he's up on the court. And you know, those are guys that work good with me. Guys that play with chip on their shoulder that got something to prove. I don't like smooth guys. I don't like guys who think they're good already. I like guys that's starving and hungry. You know, old school junkyard dog dudes. And that's look at my team. That's how we play, man. We play like we scrap, man. Like we get after you. You know, we scrap.
No doubt. And I love that. It embodies who you are and what town your school's in. Jersey City, tough town. About toughness, grinding, blue collar. That's your team. It embodies your community that your school's in.
Facts. You know, and that's kind of what we wanted to build here. You know, with the coaching staff and the players and administration, that's kind of what we wanted to build. We wanted to build a tough, hard-nosed team. You know, we want to, you know, when you leave us, you want to say, God damn, I don't want to play those guys again, man.
No doubt.
It's probably not going to be pretty all the time, but it's going to be gritty. It's not going to be pretty, but it's going to be gritty for sure.
100%. And you know what, Shaheen? Your conference, the MAC, is tough. You know, Grom does a great job. Got old man Rick up there doing his thing. Kevin Baggett, you know. So, man, top to bottom, tough as hell. So talk about for my listeners in Atlanta who don't understand the MAC the way I do, how tough your league is, bro.
It's a tough league. You got great coaches, great players. You know, I mean, you got, you know, guys that can really, really coach. Like you said, you know, Comet, Siena. You know, you got King Rice, big time player, was at North Carolina. He's at Monmouth. Steve Masiello, Manhattan. Obviously, Coach Pitino, Hall of Famer. You know, Kevin Baggett at Rada. And you got the young guns. You know, you got, you know, Greg Paulus at Niagara, who's doing a heck of a job up there. You know, Dunleavy, you know, Baker at Quinnipiac. And the list kind of go on and on and on. And I think somebody who's very underrated, don't get a lot of credit, is Reggie Witherspoon.
Reg's a cool dude.
Yeah, he is, man. He could coach his butt off too, man.
Yes.
You know, he could really coach, man. He could really, 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 really coach. And then you got Jay Young, you know, at Fairfield. And then you got John Dunn, who I took over at he's at Marist. So, you know, the lead is really good. If you never really watched a MAC play, if you ain't got good guard play, you can't win here. You know, the guard play here is unbelievable.
No doubt, man. And you know, we kind of mentioned it, man. You got Kentucky coming up here in Indianapolis, man. I know Coach Cal does a hell of a job, but what do you see from guys on film, man, and how you going to use your talents that you got to go against those big blue nations? I'm cheering for you. I got you in my bracket advancing, bro. I'm going to let you know that right now.
You know what, man? You're a smart man. You know, you're a smart man. You know what? It's, you know, film can't do those film. Don't do those guys justice. And they are, I mean, it's Kentucky, right? It's a great team, great tradition, great program. But at the end of the day, you know, like I said, man, it's March. You know, you just got to be good on that night, right? You ain't got to be good the whole week, the whole year, just on that night. You know, we could come out and establish ourselves early and stay in the game and, you know, and don't get intimidated, which my team is not going to be intimidated. You can believe that. You know, and just kind of just play basketball, man. Like, suit up. It's just like playing right now. I tell my guys, it's like going to the court or the backyard and just playing right now. This is tomorrow is going to be when we just go out there and just play. Like, we ain't worrying about who we playing against. We just want to get playing.
No doubt, bro. I asked about you, bro. Like, no, my pops is a coach, man. He's 81 years old, still getting it in. He's tough as nails on me. So at what point did you want to get into coaching, man? I told my father I want to be in radio. I'm going to quit playing football after college, which I did. And I'm getting radio. Give me a job in radio, and I did that. So for you, what made you want to get into coach after your career playing ball, man?
You know what? You know, that was always a dream. It kind of happened quicker than I thought. Well, it was always a dream to coach. I always, if you watch me play on the court, kind of was a coach play on the court. So that kind of always was the dream to do that. It kind of happened quicker than I thought. But you know, it's something that I always wanted to do. I always wanted to give back. You know, people took a chance on me. You know, little kid from Queens, New York, that was not always the great. You know, always not always doing things the right way. And I had people in my life, coaches in my life, that really, you know, took a chance on me. And that's kind of what I want to do. I want to give back a little bit.
No doubt. Let me ask you about one more guy before we go, Shaheen. Greg Kurenda. He's a good friend of mine.
Ooh.
Speaks greatly about you. What does Greg Kurenda mean to you, man?
Man, that's my guy, man. You know, Greg recruited me to Seton Hall. You know, Greg is someone that I talk to him on a regular basis. I bounce things off. He's been around for a long time. You know, he's genuine. He's, you know, he's authentic. There's nothing fake about Greg. That's why I love him. That's why I went to see Hall, was because of him, man. You know, he recruited his butt off. He recruited me. I mean, there was time he rolled up to my house 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, gee, what the heck are you doing here, bro? You know, at my barbershop, you know, there's places, man. But nah, G is, G is big time, man.
No doubt. And I'm pretty sure you both are Knicks fans, right?
Yeah, you know, New York, you know how I go.
Yeah, well, see, well, my Hawks took y'all out last year.
All right, here you go. Here you go, starting that. That was last year, man. It's a new year, man.
Hey, you got my guy Cam with this up there, man. I mean, I told Cam I'm still cheer for you. You my guy, Cam. I'm going to cheer for you. Yeah. You my guy.
Yeah, but Cam is from Philly, though. So Cam is from this area, though.
Yes, he is. He is. Yeah, so, yeah.
But, you know, the Knicks, though, we are trying to figure it out a little bit. You know, we got to try to, you know, got to try to get RJ and Julian on the same page and kind of make them work a little bit.
No doubt. Well, Shane, thank you for your time today, brother. It's very fun. We'll do this again real soon, my guy.
Appreciate you, my man. Thank you for having me on, man. Stay safe.